Meditating on a hollow body. And the purpose of this stage of meditation is to eliminate obstacles and problems arising in relation to our channels, winds and drops. You see, our channels, winds and drops have got lots of problems. So we need lots of preparation, as we'll see, to clean them up, you know, to refresh them, to purify them, to heal them, basically, to make them better. We've neglected them all our life. If these three, the channels, winds and drops, are not functioning properly, there is a danger of developing various diseases. Furthermore, those who are new to completion stage meditation can cause their body elements to become unbalanced by pushing too hard and overexerting themselves. More or less the same thing. You know, you push your elements out of balance, you become sick. Water becomes too strong or fire becomes too strong and you get various illnesses. But none of these interferences will occur if we make our channels, winds and drops supple by means of this meditation, which is so simple. And I think many of you have already performed it if you've been following the Tapa CDs. It's a version of that meditation there. How do we do it? Very easy. First, we regard our body as being in its normal form, made of skin, flesh, bone, blood and so forth. Okay. And then we strongly imagine that all the contents of our body melt into light and gradually disappear into emptiness, leaving only our skin like an empty shell. Okay, it's a long meditation on this. Once this meditation is stable, we imagine that our skin becomes clear and transparent without any physical resistance, like a rainbow. Okay? That's the hollow body. Hollow body meditation. So if at any point in our practice of inner fire we experience trouble from wind disease, that means any illness at all, then we should do this meditation, this hollow body meditation, until the difficulty subsides. Even if it takes several days, or weeks. Okay? So that's that meditation. At the end of that meditation, we resume our aspect as the deity, Haruka, Vajragini, whichever is your deity.